Okay, we're on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're about 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud, three words in, Itmar. So the Gemara, Yud Ches Amud Beis. So we saw yesterday at the top of the Amud, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk in Zechariah, Kayama Hashem Tzvakeh, Tzema Revi, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Shvi, Tzema Hasiri, Yeh LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasin L'Simcha. And we mentioned the fascinating difference of opinions between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva, how to darshan the final Tzema Asiri, if it's referring to Asar B'Tavis or if it's referring to Hey B'Tavis, according to Rabbi Shimon. And the basic drasha which we said was that on the one hand it refers to it as a Tzema, on the other hand it calls it Sasin Simcha, and we said Bizman Sheyesh Shalom Yiyu L'sasin l'simcha. Ein shalom, it is considered to be a tzayim. So the Gemara now goes further and says the following. Itmar. Rav v'Reb Chanina. Amri batla megillas tainis. Rabbi Yechon v'Shiben Levi. Amri le batla megillas tainis. So we have machlekes amarayim as to whether or not there was a bittul of megillas tainis. What does this mean, says Rashi. Right in the middle of the Yomah, the Batla Megillas Tainis. The Yomim Tevim Shekava Chachamim Agdei Nisim She'iru Behem V'Asrim B'Tainis. So there were various days in the calendar where Nisim took place and Asrim B'Tainis, and because it was a very good, happy day, they said this is not a day of Tainis. V'yesh Mehen At B'Hesped, they forbade Hespedim. V'Kosvum B'Megillah Achas. They wrote Eilin Yemaya Delayli Hisanabahu the Chulo. So Achshav Shacharav Habayis Botlu Umutarn Behesped Ubatinus. Meaning, yes, there was a Megillah which enumerated all of the days that you're not allowed to be Misane, the days you're not allowed to be Maspid. But now we live in the post Churban period, so days are no longer considered to be happy days, and therefore the Megillah's Tainus is Batl Umavotl. That is Rav and Rav Chanina. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi said, no, Lei Batl Megillas Tainis. And the Megillah remains Kedekai Koi, and those days which are mentioned, you're not allowed to be Misane, that remains. So, the Gemara explains, Rav of Rav Chanina, Amri Batl Megillas Tainis. Hachikam, Abizman Sheyesh Shalom. Just like we mentioned before, the Pasuk in Zechariah, when there is Shalom, then Yiul Asasim L'Simcha. These days will be days of Sasim L'Simcha. Ein Shalom, same. And when there's no Shalom, then these days, the Arba Taniyos, will be times of Tzayim. V'Hanach Nami, and these days also, even though they were happy days, but Hanach Nami, Kihani, they're not going to be any different than these. In which case, we will say, Rashi says, "V'hanach nami the Megillas Tainis, those auspicious, happy, good days mentioned there, ki hani mashvinen lehu, ki eichid hani batli, hani nami batli." And therefore, nowadays, Megillas Tainis has no relevance anymore. That is the day of Rav and Rav Chanina, whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri, lay about the Megillas Tainis. Hani who the Talin Rachmana Bebinyan Beis Hamikdash, those 4 days of Asar B'Tavis, Shivas V'Tamas, Tishvav Tzim Gedalia, those 4 days are linked in the Pasuk. The Pasuk mentions the 4 Tzemes, and it says Sasin and Simcha, so we make some type of a connection between those Arab Tzemes and Sasin and Simcha. So that's what he says. Hani who the Talina Rachmana Bebinyan Beis Hamikdash. These are separate days, separate events, nothing to do with any connection, any link with the Churban Habayis, and therefore they remain days which you should not be misaneh, says Rashi, to Talina Bebinyan, the Ayyidea Churban, Hukvu Lutzayim. Because of the Churban Habayis, they became fast days. The Ayyidea Binyan, Hukvu Lutzayim. I'm not going to cry anymore. Meaning the mashmos is that Adraba, you're going to be happy on these days of Asar B'Tavis. Yeah, there was a time in history that it was a very sad day because the siege began and Shavas Batamas, Tishabav, and so on, and Gedalia. But once the bias is rebuilt, these are happy days. So those 4 days, which have to do with things to do with the Beis HaMikdash, in a Chalami, there's a link. But other days, which are not necessarily to do with the Beis HaMikdash, Kedekai Mikaimi, and therefore we will say Loi Batal Megillas Tainis, and all the days mentioned there, you're not allowed to fast. Fine? That is the Machlekes. So Matzah of Kahana, Mais V'Gazru Tainis B'Chanaka Mulud. They made a gzeira, and they said that everyone needs to be Mis'ana during Chanukah. Now, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who lived after the Churban Abayis, and we'll see that's relevant, V'yared Rabbi Eliezer V'Rachatz, Rabbi Yeshua V'Siper. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua wanted to show that they disagree with this gzeira, and they hold this gzeira was wholly inappropriate. So Rabbi Eliezer went, and he bathed. On a tiny seaboard, the din is you're not allowed to bathe. The three heaven asks, what exactly was Rabbi Yeshua doing by being mistaper? It doesn't mention that there's an Issa Tisperis, that by you being mistaper would somehow indicate that you don't hold of the tiniest. But either way, it seems to be that Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua are coming to show that they don't hold of this gzeira. And Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua told them, anu go and fast. I mean, go and do teshuva, as Rashi says, for the fact that you sanctioned a tainus during Chanukah. Now we know that Chanukah is one of the days which is mentioned in Megillas Tainus. It's a time when you're not allowed to fast. And nevertheless, and nevertheless, we see over here that they were misana. They made a tainus. And Alkapanim, what did Rav Lezer and Yeshua say? You're not allowed to do so. But why? If you want to tell me that Megillas tainus is batla, then you are allowed to fast on Hanukkah because batla Megillas tainus. Says the Gemara on Rabbi Yosef, shiny Hanukkah, the Ika mitzvah. Chanukah is different because there is a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Hananel on the next Amud, the Ika mitzvahs adlakas ner. So it's not just an auspicious day, a happy day, it's a day where there is a practical mitzvah to do, and therefore that is going to be different. Really, I'll tell you that the worm of apple, Megillas Tainus, and therefore the all the days mentioned Megillas Tainus, you are allowed to be Mis'ana. Chanukah is different because there is a mitzvah. But okay, so pull the rug from under Chanukah, the mevatel it, and once you mevatel it, the male of the mitzvah will fall away. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Chanukah is different. Shani Chanukah, the mefaris in nisa. Its nais is already so public. Rashi says very interesting. Mefaris in nisa, kvaru galu lekol Yisrael, ayidei shenagu b'mitzvah mitzvahs. V'chziku boi kishel Torah, to Santa Lashon. They treat it like kishel Torah, v'leinachin labatel. Therefore, it's inappropriate to mevatel. Some explain v'chziku boi kishel Torah means to say that they were misakin. A bracha shekadushana b'mitzvahis of tzivanu. We know it's about Ner Chanukah that the Gemara says v'heichan tzivanu, and the Gemara says because it says leisasur shalavich v'yageitchan and so on. So it's treated like a diraisa. So let's get this clear one more time. We have a machlekes of Rav and Rav Chanina against Rabbi Yochanan Shimon and Levi. Rav and Rav Chanina say all the days mentioned in Megillas Tainus that it's also to be Mis'ana have no practical relevance. The tzara of the Churban Abayis has come, and that is such an overarching tzara. It's an overwhelming tzara, and therefore you can be Mis'ana any day you like. Say Rabbi Yochanan Shimon and Levi, no. Megillas Tainus remains. It remains in place. And so on. The Gemara asks the Kasha from a Maisa Shahaya that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua they expressed their opposition to the fact that they imposed the Tainus on Hanukkah. Aye, but if you want to tell me that they were Mevatel Megillas Tainus, so then you're allowed to be Mis'ana on Hanukkah. We say Hanukkah is different. Tezis asks an interesting question. Tezis says, I don't understand. Mimas Nisan, why didn't we just ask a question from the Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, 6 months of the year, that the shluchim go out to the Gola, to the diaspora, to be mefarsim when Rosh Chodesh was because of some important day which takes place, some important chag. And we mentioned this because of Pesach, and the Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, Tishri because of the other Mayadim, Val Kislev, maybe Hanukkah, Al Adim Ne'er Purim. So Frektes says, Mimas Nisan, the Al Kislev, Mimas Hanukkah. Why did you just ask a Kasha? That you see that even Bismanazah, I mean, Rabbi the Nasi was Mesad in the Mishnayis, Rabbi the Nasi lived well after the Churban Abayis, and nevertheless we see that Hanukkah remains in place, and they would go out and they would be mafarsim. Teza says, Mimas Nisan, Dal Kislev, Mimas Hanukkah, Lo Yahavi Leilak Shuyei. You couldn't have asked the kasha from the Mishnah. Meaning, why ask a kasha from a brisa if you could ask from a Mishnah? So Tezis says you couldn't have asked from the Mishnah. To la'olam lechashiv yom tov. Really, I'll tell you that the 25th of Kislev is no longer a yom tov, and they could impose restrictions and they could impose taniyos on it and so on. It could be, we could have run the Mishnah, that there's not a Yom Tov of Hanukkah. There is a Sunday, a symbolic day where we just commemorate something, but there's no there's no Kiddush in the days, there's no spiritual legacy to tap into on those days. There's nothing there anymore. And there's just an inyan to be Madlik Neiris as a Zecher Ba'alma, and therefore you couldn't necessarily prove anything from the Mishnah, hence we asked from the Braisa. That's the way Tosfos says. The Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba quotes Tosfos and says, "Ve'ena mechubra be'enai din isa de'i batla af mitzvah senami batla." Doesn't make sense. Well, what if the kedusha, the inyan, the maila of Hanukkah, the day, the simcha, everything is batla? Avada, the mitzvahs are going to be batla also. And like the Gemara says over here, "Ve'i batla af mitzvasa." So Teza says that that the Rashba says El Mistabra the Mishum Braisa Mefarsha Tfei the Sivad Yutsuvis Anu Amashis Anisa Mishumahi Kamisa Mino Amikami Masnis. And so says the Rashba, the only reason why we asked in the Braisa Vada, you could have asked in the Mishnah, and I don't agree with what Teza says that you could have had a day where you just commemorate, even though it's no longer a Yom Tov. But I'm asking from the Braisa because the Braisa is more mefresh.
Is the Mishnah after the Churban?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. So it's going to go like this. Moisiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. So again, we're trying to figure out whether or not they were Mevatel Megillas Titus, whether or not the days, the special days recorded in Megillas Titus, are relevant post Churban. On the third of Tishrei, which we already know that has significance because it's in Gedalia, but let's see. What happened on the third of Tishrei? Something very significant. They stopped mentioning and writing Shem Hashem in Shtaris. I mean, there was a distinct period in history where they would write Shem Hashem in Shtaris. Why? What's the history? What's the background? Shagazra, Malchus Yavin, Gezeira, or Shmad, Shlola Haske, Shem Shemayim Alpia. We know, the Yavanim said, Kisu Lechem Alkeren Hashar, Shem Lechem Chedek Belakei Yisrael, and none of this Shem Shemayim business anymore. You're not allowed to be Maske Shem Shemayim anymore. Ukushagavra Malchus Hashmeinoi Venotzchem, when the Hashmeim were Menatzeach, Hiskino, meaning the Bezdin and the Hashmonai made a takana, Shiyu maskirin shim shemayim afilo bishtaris, says the In Yaakov, but they wanted to kind of go to the opposite extreme, and it was a bit of an ace las ace lashem, a feirus or a secha situation, in that because shim shemayim was removed from Klal Yisrael for a long period of time, they wanted to go to the other extreme and even write shim Hashem in shtaris and so on. So that was the takana of the Bezdin Shel Hashmonaim. What did they write? V'kach ha'yukrisin b'shnas, kach v'kach l'yechanan kain gadol, l'keil elyon. So they wrote the Shem Shemayim of l'keil elyon in shtaris, and for a period of time, every shtar had the words kel elyon. written Ukhishama Khachamim Bidavar. It's quite interesting because you see like several places the Hashemim did certain things which they weren't necessarily correct or appropriate. Like the Ramban says that, you know, they took the Malchus and Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda, and it was incorrect what they did, and so on. Akoponim Kusham Chachamim Bidavar, about what they did, the Bezdin and the Hashmonayim Amru, they said, how can you do this? Lamachriz Pireas Chayvavidim Sistar Mutla Ba'ashpa. The star will be repaid. And the Malva will now chuck the star in the bin, and it's got Shem Hashem written in it. It says, Kelal Yeno. And therefore, O Bitlum or O Bitlua, and they were mevatel this practice of writing Shem Shamayim in Shtaris. V'oysu hayoyim osu'uhu yomtuv. That day, they made it into a yomtuv. That day, they made it into a yomtuv. Fascinating. Meaning, the Beis Din of Hashmonaim said, let's write Shem Shamayim in Shtaris, and they did that for a period of time. The Chachamim weren't happy about it, and they succeeded in being mevatel it, and they were so happy that they were successful in being mevatel this practice, they turned it into a yom tov. Look at Rashi, very interesting lashon. But Tlasa B'Dishrei Kach Kosev B'Megillah, lashon Arami, B'Telas Adkarta Bitlo Askar Hashem Shemayim in Ashtaris U'Bekoishi Yachlu Levatel. It's very difficult to stop Klal Yisrael from doing. Shekvar Nogu Ha'am U'Kishisham Chachamim U'Bitlam Huchshadav V'Neim V'Nechshav Lehem L'Neis. So interesting. It's a miracle. It's a miracle we were able to stop them from writing the Shem Shemayim in Shtaris V'Nechshalem L'Neis V'Asa'u Yomtev. So that was the Maisa. That was the Maisa. Now says the Gemara, the Isal Kedaitach Batla Megillas Tainis. So again, let's think here for the logic. What's the logic of Batla Megillas Tainis? What's the logic of Rav and Rav Chanina? Rav and Rav Chanina say, look, after the Churban Habayis, I don't care about anything good which happened. I don't care about any happy days. We are now living post-Churban Habayis. The days, etzim, the default setting is sadness. Sadness, and therefore all of your happy days are gone. Happy days are finished. So says the Gemara, the Yisak, that the bottle make it a sinus. Kamaisa bottle. All of the happy days which we had up until now are bottle. So Achranaisa Mesifin. Would it make sense for them to say, oh, but this is a really, really, really happy day, and therefore this will remain? I mean, surely it's not going to be any greater than the previous Yamim Tovim and days of Nais and so on. It wouldn't make sense for them to make a takana and to say that this is a special day and it's a Yom Tov as such. Elamai, it seems to imply that they were not Mevatel Megillas Tainis, and therefore there were many days, happy days, which remained, and this was yet another one which remained. But the Gemara is there, and the Gemara says no. Chamayiskinen bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim, meaning this was whilst the Beis Hamigdash was still around, the Beis Hamigdash was kayim. The whole discussion about the Megillas Tainis is post Chorban. Frag the Gemara 1 second. V'tepek lei. If you're telling me that it's the time when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, so remember what we said. We said, Asar B'Tevis, Shivas B'Tamas, and Gimel Tishrei, at least those days when there is the Beis Hamikdash, when the Bayis Sheni will be rebuilt, they will be a happy day. It'll be Lasos and the Simcha. In other words, it used to be a sad day, but Baruch Hashem, we have the Beis Hamikdash now, and therefore it's a happy day. So if you're going to be maimed this Braisa, which speaks about what happened on the 3rd of Tishrei, as during the period when the Bayis Sheni was Kayim, well, during that period anyway, Gimel Tishrei was the Yom Tov. That's how we learn the Pasuk. Pasuk calls it Tzayim. Pasuk says it's Sasan and Simcha. It's Sasan and Simcha when the bias is Bibnuya. And only when the bias is Bechurbana is it the same. So, Frag the Gemara, typically, the Havilei Yem Shenerek Begadali Ben Achikam. Meaning, the day that Gedali, when Ben Achikam was killed, was a sad day which became a happy day during the time of the bias Sheni Zaklashi. E. Beis Hamikdash Havikayim. But Lav Hachi Havi Yom Tov. Tehainu Tzim Gedalia. Zakaya Rahmana Adin Tevim Bizmana Bayis. So it would be unnecessary for them to have established this as a Yom Tov if this was during the period when the bias was Banoy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Le Nitzucha El Lasser Es Shulafanov. You're right. During the period of the Beis HaMikdash, Gimel Tishrei was a Yom Tov. But why was there merit in establishing Gimel Tishrei as a Yom Tov? And saying this now becomes a Yom Tov. Le Nitzucha El Lasser Es Shulafanov, because now even the day before Gimel Tishrei is also going to be Aser B'Tainus. So Rashi says, Le Nitzucha Hadar Kvo'ua B'Megillas Tainus. Al Dover is there. El Lasser Esmo Gamu B'Tainus. Kedamin L'Kamei Hayom Ma'ela Ksuvim B'Megillah Haim V'Lefneim V'Lachreim Asurim. Not only are the days in Megillas Tainus Aser to fast, but the day before and the day after is also Aser. Therefore, there was validity, there was Kedai to establish the Yom Tov for the fact that they were Mevatel Haskar Hashem Hashem and Shtaris, even though there was already a pre-existing Yom Tov of same Kedai and Gimel, because this way Beis Tishrei is also going to be Aser and B'tainus. Frag the Gemara Shlofanev, what Beis Tishrei? That's the reason why you did it, to Fadin Beis Tishrei. Shulfanav nami typically to have a yom shalachar Rosh Chodesh. Well, Aleph Tishrei is a Rosh Chodesh, and the day after Rosh Chodesh also should have special treatment because it's the day after a Yom Tov. And therefore, anyway, don't you have that day covered that you're not allowed to be Masan on Beis because it's the day following a happy day? And then the Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh is the Araisa. But your eyes are laid by Chizuk. Meaning the only time they said the day before and the day after is also a day which you may not fast, as if it's a Derabbanan. Derabbanan is named Chizuk. But Rosh Chodesh, which is the Araisa, and the Araisa laid by Chizuk, the Tanya. Ayom ma'ilak suvim b'megillas tainis asurin bein lefneim bein la'achareim. Shabbos is the yomim tevim heim asurin. What's the difference between the two? Halalu divrei Torah. Shabbos Yom Tov is Diraisa. They are divrei Torah. The ain divrei Torah Shrichem Chizuk. Halalu divrei Seferim. Divrei Seferim Shrichem Chizuk. So again, let's just make sure we have the cheshbon over here. We are coming to ask a question. We have a machlokes amaroyim. Were they Mevatel Megillas Tainus? Still, we say that all the happy days recorded in Megillas Tainus are no longer relevant from the time of the Churban Habayis, and we wanted to bring a raya from the fact that they enacted a Yom Tov on Gimel Tishrei, and they said that you're no longer allowed to be Maskei Shem Shamayim and Shtaris. Very, very happy day. And what was the raya of the Gemara? If you want to tell me that they are Mevatel Megillas Tainus and all the happy days are out the window, it wouldn't make sense because of this somewhat happy day, very happy day, to go ahead and say this is also a day they're not allowed to be Masada. But Megillas Tainus is out the window. There's a Churban HaBayis. Forget about these happy days. Says the Gemara, no. This is speaking about the time when the Bayis was still Kayim. Frank the Gemara, if the Bayis is still Kayim, then Gimel Tishrei is the Yom Tov because it used to be same Gedalia, and now that the Bayis is rebuilt, Baruch Hashem, we have the Bayis. We don't have to, it's a happy day. So it would be totally unnecessary to make a Gimel Tishrei as the Yom Tov. So the Gemara, no, it is necessary because we wanted, if we establish Gimel Tishrei as a Yom Tov Midrabanan, even Beis Tishrei now becomes Aser B'Tainus. Frag the Gemara, Beis Tishrei is Aser B'Tainus, but typically the Beis Tishrei follows Rosh Chodesh, and don't we say whenever there's a happy day that you're not allowed to fast, you cannot fast the day before and the day after? Says the Gemara, no, that's only by the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans, Shrichem Chizuk, Rosh Chodesh is Diraisa, Diraisa does not need any Chizuk, and therefore there was still a Maila in establishing Gimel Tishrei as a Yom Tov. This way, Beis Tishrei is going to be Aser, also B'Tainus. Fine. I'm sorry? Yeah, up until now, until we say this difference, that there's a difference between the Raisas and the Rabbanans, we thought that every day, which is a day where there's an Issa Tainas, the day before and the day after, is also Asa. So once you tell me that Rosh Chodesh is Asa B'Tainas, so then presumably Beis is also Asa. So come on, now there's a difference between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. Right? Think about the Tepik, Lei Da'ava Lei Yem, Shalifnei Yem, Shenerek B'Gadali Ben Achikoma. But still, it's unnecessary to establish a brand new Yom Tov from the fact that they abolished the practice of being Mazkir Shem Shemayim Mishtarais. Again, it's during the period of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're all celebrating at Sim Gedalia, because Baruch Hashem, that we have a Beis HaMikdash now. And if we're celebrating Sim Gedalia, and there's an Issa Tainus, so Mitzad that Beis is going to be Aser also. Because it's the day which precedes Tzim Gedalia. So if it's a big lay, that Vaitavale Yem Shlopne Yem Shenerek Begadal Ben Achikam, in which case, it's still unnecessary to establish a brand new Yom Tov for the fact that Yom Avatal Skarshim Shemaim. Yom Rabashi Gedalia Ben Achikam Divri Kabbalah. But Divri Kabbalah, Kedivri Teradamo. Meaning there are the Rabbanans, and there are the Arises, and there are Divrei Kabbalah. The Rabbanans are the Rabbanans, the Arises are the Arises, Divrei Kabbalah, things which are mentioned in Nach. And says Rav Ashi, that Lagabi, this particular din, it's considered, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah, insofar as Einam Tzrichim Chizuk. And therefore, again, to get clear, we have like this. Rosh Chodesh is a day when you're not allowed to be Mesane. But because it's a din di Arisa, we don't extend and say the day before and the day after is also Asa B'Tainus. Right? We don't say that. Exactly, because Divrei Torah doesn't need a chizuk. If it's Din Rabbanan, in other words, and Gimel Tishrei, something fantastic happened, what happened? They stopped this practice of being Mazkir, Kel, Elyon, and Sharis, which ended up in the bin. And Chazal was so happy that they stopped it. They said, Gimel Tishrei, Zayin Yom Tov. Now that it's a Yom Tov, so on Beis Tishrei and on Dalet Tishrei, it's also going to be Aser B'Tainus. What about Divrei Kabbalah? What about the in the time of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, when Gimel Tishrei was a Yom Tov, because Baruch Hashem, we have a Beis HaMikdash, and in former times we were so sad because it was the day that Gedalia ben Achikam died, so now Gimel Tishrei is a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Mis'ana. But Legabi, that we say Divrei Kabbalah is Me'ain Divrei Torah, and therefore they would not impose an Issa Tainus on Beis because of that. So there's a very interesting, well-known discussion as to this concept of Divrei Kabbalah. That do we look at Divrei Kabbalah like a Rabbanan? Do we look at it Legabi a D'Oraisa? Much discussion is had about this Legabi Purim, the Prima Godim. In Hilchas Purim has a suffix. If a person lay in the Megillah, I'm sorry, he's mistopic. If the person lay in the Megillah, do we say suffix Darban and Lakula, or do we say because it's a mitzvah with Divrei Kabbalah, it is Kedivrei Torah, and you need to be machmer like a regular suffix D'Oraisa. And the same is true if you have a suffix with regards to Matnas Purim, you know, the various dinim on Purim, suffix Matanas Lavyanim. Safek Mishleich Manas. Do we say it's a Safek in Divrei Kabbalah, you have to be Machmir, or do we treat it like either Rabbanim? And they quote that this is already something which we find Lashenis in the Rishenim about, or even beforehand. And it's Siv in his Pirish on the Shiltas. And he quotes something in the Shiltas, it's Mavuna Shiltas, that if a person has a Safek Legabi Kriya with an I in it, by Avelis, he's Mesupik, whether he was Yates to the Kriya, one needs to be Machmer, says the Netziv over there, because Mitzvah's Kriya is a Mitzvah Medivri Kabbalah, and he speaks out the Vice Toys, the Shultz understands he has to be Machmer. But we find Lamashal, the Ramban, the Rashba, Lagabi Megillah, that they treat it like a regular Din Derabbanan. And so there is, I mean, here the Gemara is saying that when it comes to the concept of Tzrichim Chizuk, Ein Shrichem Chizuk, we say it is Kishol Torah, and the Gabi other dinim, they need to be Machmer, Besfekai, and so on. That is a double which is Shani B'Machlekes. Fine. Okay, so
we're still. Are we saying that it's been proshim nach?
Yeah. Yeah, divrei kabbalah means nach.
Say
again? It's not the raisa. It's not. Well, the raisa, as in the chumash, was from Hakadosh Baruch Hu and miti Moshe Rabbeinu miti Hashem. But other ones, it's a lower level. It's a lower halachic level. It's a different level. Okay, so now, so we still are in this machlekes between Rav and Pchinu say batla megillas tainus. All those happy days are gone now that the bias was harav. And Rav Yechon Shimon and Levi say loy batla megillas tainus. So Moshe Rav Tuvi bar masna the esrim the tenaya day on the 28th of. As she says, we are discussing the 28th of Adar. That's what's going on over there in Megillas Tainus. So the Estrim, the Timnaya Bein, the 28th of Adar, Osus Besurta Tavsal Yehudoy. A good Besurta came to the Yidden. The Lo Yehidu Niraisa. They don't need to distance themselves from their Torah. Shagodra Hamalchas Gzeira, or some have the Gez of Shmad. Shlayasku Bateira. Mishla Yamilu Esbineim Vishihalu Shamosis. Now here this is referring to a decree by the Romans. And the Romans made such a decree. Says the Mashah, Ubol of Atl Elu Gimel Mitzvah Shisrael Muvdolim Hevdul Godul Mino Amim. What does it say about Torah? Kihi Chachmaschem Uvinaschem Leineho Amim. Even though that does mention other things over there about being mechashev at the tzkuf reis, it says Mashah, it's a general reference to Torah, that it will show your great wisdom and bina vis-a-vis b'nigo de umus ha'olam. And by Mila it says, oisi b'ni o b'neichem, and so on. And Shabbos, by Shabbos and Mila it says, oisi b'ni o b'neichem, and so on. So they made exer against these three things. Shlei ask with Shlei Yemores Benem. Shechal Shabbos is Ma Osa Yehuda Ben Shabua V'Chadei Rav. What do they do? Halchu Benatla Eitza Mimatronisa Achas Shekol Gedeli Rei Mimetzuyin Etzla. Fascinating. And they went to a particular Roman noblewoman who the Gedeli Rei frequented. Amrulam, and she gave them advice, and this is what they did. They followed her advice. Amra lehem, boyu vivginu balayla. Go make afghan at night. Go and be mafkin balayla. Rashi says, tzaku b'shvakim r'buchayvayis k'di sheyishmu hasarim v'yirachmu aleichem. Go and cry out at night. The Mashal says that tzaku b'chiyah balayla yoysin ishmas l'rachim. K'damin gabi b'chayis tivke balayla. Go and cry out at night. And the Ben Yehuda says also that this was a remez that Yaakov Avinu fought the Sar Shal Esav at night, and the Sar of Esav was not able to prevail, was not able to defeat Yaakov Avinu. So she said, go, v'efkina b'layla. So halcha v'efkina b'layla, off they went. Amru, and they said, hey, Shamayim, le'acheichem anachnu, your brothers. This is what they said to the Romans. Again, says the Ben Yehuda, what's this reference of Eish Shamayim? So he says that Shamayim is Eish and Mayim. Eish and Mayim are two opposites. But they make HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Shalom between them, even though they're two opposites. So too, even if you and I are opposites, Yaakov and Esav, you know, we should still make Shalom. It's no difference than Eish and Shamayim. Eish and Mayim. Eish and Mayim, Loi Acheichem Anachnu, Loi Bnei Av Echad Anachnu, and the Mashah is Makasha, all these three things to the three Gezeris, very interesting, Anjam, Tzalkobonim, this was their Taina, meaning Manish Taninu, Mikol Uma Velashim, Shatim Gezerim, Gezerim Alinu Gezeris, Kashais, why are you making all these terrible decrees against us specifically? That's what happened, Ubitlam, and they were Mavatel, the decrees. So the 28th of Adar is Gavani Yom Tov. It became a Yom Tov. So, Frag the Gemara, another Kasha on Rav and Reb Chanina. These are Gadai Dech Bottle Megillus Tainis. And if you want to tell him, Megillat Tainis became bottled because the tzaras of the Churban was so great, they were so great that all the happy days are not choshev. The saga that about the Megillat Tainis, kamais the bottle, all the happy days became bottle. Achonais and Misif, and they're going to add new happy days. All the days, the happy days are gone. And what do you want to tell him? V'chidim achanami bezman shebeisam v'shkayim. This was at the period before the Romans were machir of the bayis. No, v'ha Yehuda ben Shamua, talmidei shel Rabbi Meir. Was a talmid of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir baster hachi hava, and Rabbi Meir, some of the gears of baster churban hava. He was well after the churban. If you look at Rashi, it gives a little bit of history over here. Middle of the Amud, Rabbi Meir baster churban hava, kamaderis. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yechman Zakei, Charev Abayis. For Rabbi Eliezer, Talmidei Hayom. Rabbi Kiva, Talmidei Shel Rabbi Eliezer. Can I mean him Bishili Arba Mises? For Rabbi Meir, Talmidei Shel Rabbi Kiva. Can I mean him a Perak Kamadei Ravin? What does it say? Komakim Shatamid say, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Arba Talmidecha, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Eine Ela Rabbi Meir. The girl also says that, the Haisa Ilam Shamim Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva, Eitzel Rabbi Sainu Shabadarim, Vishonam, and it mentions the five Talmidim, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Nehemia. So we know that he was a Talmud. So this was, you know, Rabbi Yechman Zakeh was during the Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Ezra Yom Yishur was the next door. Rabbi Giva was the next door. And then was Rabbi Meir, several Daris from the Churban HaBayis. So we know that this story took place post Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Meir, Basar Hachi, Basar Churban Hava. This man, Kleis Chuchis, Shenikvu, Vehitav Lesechen Eiver. So we're going to have two Pshatim and Rashi as to what this means. If you have glassware, which a Nekev, it was pierced. So Pasha Pshat is the glass was Tamei, and then there was a Nekev, they were Menakevit to be Matarit. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kleis Chuchis, Shenikvu, Shenitmu. V'nokvan l'taron, so they were menakev it for the sake of making it ice kli, so it's lost its chashivas of kli, put a hole in it, and so on. Kli nekli zecho shenikvu, v'hitiv l'sechen eiver, and then you fill it back up with a bit of lead. So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, some changes to Rav Shimon Lazar, Yehuda ben Shamua, metamei, Mishum Rabbi Meir. You see, Yehuda ben Shemuel, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, he says that it reverts back to its old tuma. What does it mean, metame? Meaning, you were metaret when you pierced it, but now that you fill it up again, so it reverts back to its former tuma, as he says. Yehuda ben Shemuel, metame, loyma, shechozru l'tumas n'yishana, ta'ava b'yishli nagu shuv b'tuma, ta'ava b'yishin kli yischuches chesim l'tumas n'yishana, I mean, the whole concept of things reverting back to Tuma, like we spoke about in the first parak of Shabbos, Shli Gozru Hazaras Tuma Yishana Ella Beklei Matchis. They only made it there by glassware. Haninami Hoyova Avram Amidoi Kekli Matchis Damu Dakal Hoyle Rachra Maimid says you can give in Shemua B'Shem Rabbi Meir, because you're maimid it and you fix it up through metal. It's going to have a din of metal. By metal, there's a din of Tumi Yishan. It reverts back to its previous state. And then the Gemara Shabbos explains why Chachamim made this Gezerah. I'll come on to that. Is that the Chachamim are Matir? They said, look, the 99% of it is glass, and there's no Tumi Yishan by glassware. That's one shot. Rashi gives another shot. Al-Kobanim, you see, if so, that Yehuda ben Shemua was well after the Churban Bayis, and nevertheless they enacted the Yom Tov, in which case you see that they were not Mevatel Megillas Tainis. So it's a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, and it's a Kasha on Rav and Rabbi Chanina. So which the Gemara says, Tanoi, Rashi says, he bought Megillas Tainis. Whether Megillas Tainis or not was bottle, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Tanoim, Netanya. Hayomim ha'elu haksuvim b'Megillas Tainis bein bezman she'beis hamikdash kayim bein bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim Asurin, Tevri Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says very clearly, all the Zmanim, which are written in Megillas, Tainas, all the good and the happy days, at all times, they are Asurin. You're not allowed to be Miss Anna, Tevri Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yisi Omer, Bizman, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, Asurin. And Mabnesha Simcha Yilahem. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mutarin, Mabnesha Eval Hulahem. Now, once the Beis HaMikdash is Charav, then the Givet Sinus is Batlu. The Hilchasa, Batlu, the Hilchasa Le Batlu. Halach Lamais, we say, it's Batlu, and we say it's Le Batlu. Practically, Ma Kasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa. Le Kasha, Kan, Bechanaka, Upurim, Kan b'shar yoma. It depends if it's Chanukah Purim. The guy b'Chanukah Purim, we say leibatlo. Chanukah and Purim are mentioned in the Gilas Tainus. These are days that you're not allowed to be misana, but by all the other days, the 28th of Adar and all these other things, it is batlo. So it's interesting. It comes out that Chanukah and Purim, you know, what's special about Chanukah is it's able to withstand the bitl of Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus says these happy days are no longer relevant, but Hanukkah and Purim remain in place. And I know, I just was thinking, I was always bothered about the way Hilchas Hanukkah begins. And I always found it so fascinating. B'chavi b'kislev maschil n'shmeni simei Hanukkah b'asur mehas b'vatayinus. That is how we begin Hilchas Hanukkah. Okay, it's asur mehas b'vatayinus, but you know, why is that the very first thing? It's like, you know, the strength of Hanukkah and Purim, the strength of these days of Hanukkah. But there were other happy days. There were other days of Nisim. And there were other days that we said we're going to make a Nis and we're going to commemorate it and there's going to be an Isser of Hesper Batinus. But that's out the window. That's gone. With the Churban Abayis, that's all finished. Batna Megillas Tainus, finished. Our Hanukkah and Purim Kedekoi Koi, they're able to withstand. And that Yom Tov, it's Osib Hesper Batinus, remains even post Churban Abayis. And that's why, you know, we always begin with the Miyuchad Shabbai, and not the Meshut of Shabbai, and the Miyuchad of Hanukkah is that there's an Issef Hesper Tainus, because the Bitl of Megillas Tainus doesn't apply to it. Okay, good. We go back to the Mishnah. So again, what do we have in our Mishnah? We mentioned Shish Chadashim, the Shluchim are Yotzin, Nissen, because of Pesach, in order to be Medea the Gola about Pesach. And Av, because of Tisha B'Av, like we mentioned, Tisha B'Av is different. Tisha B'Av, we said, Hoyol v'huch palut sares, that is not dependent on the eruption of the tzibur. Do they want to be mekabel? It is a tainus. Do they not? Tisha B'Av remains in place. We said, Elul, they go out, and Elul, mipnei Rosh Hashanah. And we said on Tishrei because of the Takana of the Mayadei. So let's just remind ourselves what was going on over here in these last two. We said after they were Makadish with Shchedish Elul, they would go, the Shluchim would go out to the Goyla, and they would say, Rabbi Yisrael, you should know Tuesday was Rosh Chedish Elul. Why do they do this? So that they will know now when Rosh Hashanah is. How will they know when Rosh Hashanah is? Maybe Elul is going to be 29 days, maybe it's going to be 30 days, said Rashi. Because Alpi Roiv, Elul is 29 days. And therefore, once they know that Tuesday was the first day of Elul, they will count 29 days, and they will be Noyeg on the 30th day, Rosh Hashanah, and that's what they will do. If so, why is it necessary to go out in Tishrei and tell them when Rosh Hashanah was, if that was the whole reason why you told them when Elul was, so they would know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is? We said on day 30, they will fear Zech Rosh Hashanah on day 30, because that's what they're going to do. So if so, then they know when Sukkot will be. So we said the reason why is because they might be concerned that maybe they were Ma'abra Elul. Maybe Elul had 30 days. And therefore maybe Sukkot is only going to be the day after. So they should be ruyug, they should be calm and relaxed, and they shouldn't have sveikas and so on. And so they would go out not only on Elul to let them know when Rosh Hashanah is, but they would go in the beginning of Tishrei, so they would know for a fact, without any doubt, when Sukkot is.
Have you got alternated, haven't
you? Not necessarily. We're going to see about that, about alternating days. We'll see.
It has to be an equal number.
We're going to see about that. Says the Gemara, Al Elul Mi Rosh Hashanah Val Tishrei Nei Takanas HaMayadis. So, frankly, Gemara Kevin, the Nafki Lehu Ha Elul, which the whole reason was to tell us when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and now they know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, at Tishrei, Lavalu. So why is it necessary to go out during Tishrei? Because it's unnecessary. So maybe I'll say that maybe in fact Elul was 30 days. Meaning, for hundreds of years in the times of Ezra, Elul never had 30 days. We never had 30 days. So, isn't it like a vadai that it's only going to have 29 days? So Gemara says, Limatzina, what's the pshat? Deleitzrich. Because it was unnecessary. Ha'itzrich, but were it to have been necessary to make Elul 30 days, we'll see why in a minute, were it to have been necessary, Mabrinenle, then they would be Ma'aber Elul. So Rashi says, he just alludes to the Gemara on tomorrow's daf. Rashi says, Ha'itzrich, Imishum Yarki Mishum Messiah, Kidlakamon, meaning we don't want to have, let's say, Yom Kippur and Shabbos back to back, because that is going to impose a hardship with regards to fresh vegetables, and it's going to impose a hardship with regards to kvura if the mace is going to have to be out for 2 days. So if in theory they would need to manipulate the calendar and make Elul 30 days, then they would in fact do so. So you're right. Usually it was unnecessary, and usually perhaps earlier on in the year they would kind of look at the calendar and make sure that things would work out in a good way. But if push came to shove, the only way to ensure that you wouldn't have a Yom Kippur back-to-back with a Shabbos would be to make Elul Mole, then they would be Ma'aber. In which case, it would come out that what happened? The Shluchim went out in Elul, and they said, Rabbi Yisai, Tuesday was Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, so the Bnei HaGoyla will count 29 days, and they will assume that the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, and that's that, the way that they will be noyik. So he said, why do you need to go and tell them about when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, in case they made Elul 30 days? Right, Gemara, but I thought it was never 30 days since the times of Ezra. It never usually needed to be, but if it needed to be, then it would be. So ask the Gemara, but if it would be, and they would in fact make Elul 30 days, so then it comes out that the Bnei Goyla were not Chagig Rosh Hashanah on the right day. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, Ha Mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Ha Mekalkel Rosh Hashanah Dinimtsa Shalo Yasu Bnei Goyla Kalacha. Ima Ma'abrin Elul. So were they to be Ma'abr El, Kumtais, the Bnei Goyla, were not Chagig Rosh Hashanah on the right day? And that says the Gemara, Mutav Tekalkal Rosh Hashanah, Vole Yiskalkalu Kulu Mayadeis. It's better to make a kilkul for the Rosh Hashanah of the Bnei Goyla, as opposed to causing a kilkul in the rest of the Mayadeis. Dekanami Dektani Al Tishri Me Takonas. Hamayadeis. I mean, we're doing something for the benefit of the Mayadim. She says, "Dekanami de lahachi chashu rabbanan de lelikalklu shar Mayadeis v'tiru shir Rosh Hashanah mekul kol legoila." So it's a balance, and in the Chanan it would cause that they b'shegeg were not chegeg the correct Rosh Hashanah, but that has to be weighed as far as ensuring that the other Mayadim are in the right time and so on, and therefore if they needed to do it, they would. And therefore, bottom line, we're ultimately coming to explain why the necessity of Shluchim being Yotzin, Sain Elul, Sain Tishrei, the whole reason for them being Yotzin Elul was to let us know when Rosh Hashanah is. Once we know when Rosh Hashanah is, we know when Sukkot is. Teretz is, at times, they might have made Elul Mali. Fine. Now we said, Val Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, Val Adar Mipnei Hapurim. So, the Elul Nis Abra Shana Yoitzin Af Al Adar Sheini Mibnei Apurim Leiktani. And why does the Mishnah say a seventh time that, meaning what would happen? Let's say the beginning of Adar the shluchim would go out and say, Rabbi Yisai, Shchedesh Adar was on a Tuesday, this way you will know when Purim is. But if the Ma'abad, if let's say come the 7th of Adar, the 8th, 10th, 26th of Adar, they say, you know, I think we need an extra month. So we need an Adar Sheni. So the Mishnah should have said that they would go out for an Adar Sheni. So the Ilun is Arba Shana Yitzin Af Al Adar Sheni Munea Purim. Leikadani doesn't say that. Says the Gemara Masvisin, the like Rebbe. It must be that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Omer Im Nis Abra Hashana Yitzin Af Al Adar Hasheni Munea Purim. So Rebbe Taka says Mafurish that if they make it a Shana Mudaris, then the Shmuchim would have to go out Af Al Adar Sheni Midnei HaPurim. They would do so because of Purim. So our mission is the Lake Rebbe. Our mission says you don't go out for Adar Sheni. Rebbe says you do go out for Adar Sheni. So Lema Bakam Evlegi Demar Sava Kol Mitzis Hanoya Goyis Basheni Noya Goyis Barishin Umar Sava Kol Mitzis Hanoya Goyis Basheni Enoya Goyis Barishin. Is that the pshat in the Machlekes? Is it that our Tana says all the mitzvahs which are Noyagis and Adar Sheni and Noyagis and Adar Rishon, and therefore you really would have Purim and Adar Rishon, and therefore it's unnecessary to go for Adar Sheni, whereas Rebbe would say that Kol Mitzvahs and Noyagis B'Sheni are Ein and Noyagis B'Rishon, and therefore it's essential to go out for Adar Sheni because that's the only time you can be Yetzi Yochiyuvim for Purim. Says the Gemara Loi. The Kuli Alma Mitzvah Noyagis B'Sheni Ein Noyagis B'Rishon. And therefore, you can only be Yetzir Purim and Adar Sheni. So then, surely, it's necessary for the Shluchim to go out and Adar Sheni. Why does the Mishnah not say that? What's Pshat Natan of our Mishnah? V'hacha be'ibur shana kemiflegi. The question has to do with when you're ma'aber, when you have an Ibur Yar, so the month of Adar Rishon, the month of Adar Sheni, how many days are in these months? That's going to be the crux of the argument between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rebbe. Titania, Kama Ibur Shana Lamed Yom. What? How much is the Ibur Shana? It is Lamed Yom. Lamed Yom. Shemin Gamil Omer Chodesh. So we're saying like this. If you look at Rashi, I believe Kama Ibur Shana Yemei Adar Harishon. Meaning, when you have an Ibur Yar, so in that first Adar Rishon, in that first month, Adar Rishon, how many days will Adar Rishon have when you will now go ahead and be Ma'abar the Shana and make a second Adar? Kama Ibur, so how many days in Adar Rishon? Tanagama says, Lamad Yom, there's 30 days. Shem Mingabil says, Chodesh. There's only 29 days. So it means to say like this, that it's unnecessary to go and publicize that there's going to be an Adar Sheni and exactly when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was, because everyone knows that if you have an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, says the Tana Kama, Adar Rishon will always be 30 days. So everyone knows. Adar Rishon was 30 days. Everyone knows when Rosh Chodesh is. So once the Shluchim went out in Adar Rishon, they said Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon was on Tuesday, and they know, we assume at this stage, they know that there's going to be an Adar Sheni. They know that Adar Rishon is going to be a full 30 days, in which case they know that when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is going to be. In which case, says the Tanavar Mishnah, it's unnecessary to be Yotz on Adar Sheni because everyone knows that there's going to be 30 full days. So says the Gemara, well then, why would Rebbe say you have to go out on Adar Sheni if she says Rebbe is that it's always 29 days? It's the exact same logic. Meaning to the extent that we're saying that in the Tana Kama, Adar Rishon always has 30 days, and therefore you don't need to go and say when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is because everyone knows. The same token, in Rebbe, everyone knows and that Adar Rishon only has 29 days, and therefore it's unnecessary to be Yotz and tell them when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was. The exact same thing. Maishna Lamed, the Yadi, Chodesh Nami. Yadi. When it comes to Rebbe's 29 days, it's also well known. Amr Papa, no. Amand Amr Chodesh, according to Rebbe, who says that adoration can be 29 days, it doesn't mean specifically 29 days. It means Ratza Chodesh and Ratza Shloshim. It could be 29 days and it could be 30 days. And that's why Rebbe says it was necessary for the Shluchim to be Yotza to declare when Adar Sheni is. Again, one more time. Tanagama, our Mishnah says, it does not say that the Shluchim need to go out and Adar Sheni to declare when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was. Why? Terence is, because every time you have a Shana Muberis, Adarishan is 30 days. So once you've told the Bnei Agoila when Adarishan is, when Rosh Chodesh Adarishan is, they know it's a full 30 days. Rosh Chodesh Adarishan starts on the 31st day. Finish, you don't need to go out again. Done. Rebbe says, no, you're eating up an Adarishan. Why? Because Rebbe says sometimes Adarishan is 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days, and because it's not clear, sometimes one day, sometimes one month it can be 29, some years it can be 30, hence the need to go out on Adar Sheni. Okay, I guess we will stop here and we will pick it up tomorrow at 9:30. Mitzvah Shem.